am Alexander B. Stevens. This is the brand new up and coming podcast entitled, What Is He Thinking? The sometimes uncomfortable, sometimes politically incorrect, but always sincere and truthful podcast for the benefit of women from the perspective of men. You've got questions? I've got answers. What's going down? How you feeling? How you living? I'm your host, Alexander B. Stevens. This is the brand new podcast, What Is He Thinking? And we're back at it again for another episode. Episode 7. Let's go. On this episode of the podcast, we will be discussing online dating. Online dating. Some love it, some hate it. But in 2020, especially during this pandemic, if you are unmarried, if you are not in a relationship, if you're looking for love, then most likely online dating is going to become part of your life. For my younger listeners, here's just some words of wisdom from your mentor, Alexander Stevens. The older you get, the more difficult it will become to find a suitable mate. If you're looking for something serious, the older you get, the more difficult it is to meet new people that could be potential partners. People are older. The bars and the clubs just don't have the same appeal as they used to. And their bodies do not bounce back the way they used to back in the college days. So a lot of partying or going out or running around town just doesn't seem that appealing anymore. Everyone gets older, they go out less, your friends start coming around less often because they're living their own lives, whether it's their own relationships or some kids out of wedlock that they ended up having, that they always used to say they would never have, that they must focus on and take care of. Or your friends have decided to fill the hole in their life, the hole being lack of loved ones, lack of a romantic partner, lack of kids. They decide to fill that hole in their life with either completely diving headfirst into their career and becoming somewhat obsessed with climbing the corporate ladder, and or with organizing and taking regular, frequent, extravagant overseas trips. Either way, as far as seeing people around locally so that you could actually meet them and make a new friend or a new romantic partner, the opportunities diminish every year past age 30. Outside of the pandemic, current day society has just changed. The mundane, regular chores and tasks that Americans used to regularly take part in, most Americans, especially millennials and younger, just do not do either at all or much anymore. In the 19th and 20th centuries, people could potentially meet a mate at the grocery store, while going to the light company to pay their bill, while shopping at the market, while shopping for clothes, while going to church or attending a church function, so on and so forth, things of that nature. But in this Amazon world that we live in this Instacart world that we live in this Uber Eats, Grubhub world that we live in this secular, I kinda believe in God, I kinda don't, I'm spiritual but not religious, I only go to church on Christmas, Easter, and Mother's Day world that we live in, people really don't leave their house like they used to, so they can't stumble into and organically, naturally bump into people like they used to. And friendships and romantic situations cannot spark naturally the way that they used to. People really only have to leave the house to go to work. And during these pandemic times, we've learned that about 50% of people don't even really need to leave the house for that either. So for all the reasons I've just detailed in the last 2 minutes of this podcast, making sure that your online presence is top-notch and that you have an effective, attractive online dating profile is essential if you want to become unsingle in 2020 or beyond. All right, enough with the background, enough with the setup. Let's get to the meat of this podcast, or the impossible beef if you're vegan. Today, I'm going to share with you the top tips to optimize your online dating profile and strategies to maximize positive results. Tip number one, when it comes to online dating, the most important thing are the photos. Men are visual creatures, and unfortunately, online dating is typically the most shallow method of meeting people that there is. So, I would suggest that you have at least 4 photos, all 18 months old or newer, with 2 of those 4 photos at least being full body shots, and at least 2 of your photos being portrait,
head and shoulder,
close-up shots. Looking at your collection of pictures, you should be presenting yourself with at least 2 different unique looks. For example, a casual close-up, a business close-up, an action shot full body, and a dressed up full body. Something you should avoid is posting pictures on your dating profile where you're with a group of friends, especially if you are not the hottest of your group of friends. The last thing you want is for some guy to take you out and date you for a little while, just long enough to meet your hotter friend who you wanted the whole time so he could weasel his way into her life. You don't want to be used. I'm not saying you can never post any online dating profile pictures with friends and they all have to be solo, but definitely do not make that pick your first pick or your main pick. Make the group picture your last picture. And like I alluded to earlier, don't post it unless you are the hottest of your friend group. Lastly, filters, goofy camera angles, trying to conceal a weight gain or some kind of other physical imperfection that you're insecure about. That only fools rookie online daters. It repels or raises large suspicion with more experienced male online daters, which is going to be the majority of the people on your online dating site. But aren't you trying to find a true connection anyway? Don't you want to meet somebody that likes you for you? Why try to hide, deceive, or fool anybody into a first date in the first place? Be the best version of yourself. Put your best foot forward, but don't try to play any games. There are men who like almost every type of woman, so there's no need to be ashamed of your look. There is definitely somebody out there that digs you. If you're sitting there not believing what I'm saying, and you really are that insecure about your look, then hold off on online dating for a few months. Put away the alcohol, drink water only, switch to a keto diet, work out 5 times a week, maybe get a new haircut and buy some new clothes to fit your new figure. Then open up your online dating account. And I promise you, after a week or two, you'll be exhausted at all the attention that you're garnering. Tip number 2, make sure to disclose important info on your profile page. If you have kids, mention them. If you don't ever want to have kids or you're done having kids, mention that. If you love your pets more than you love most people that you're not related to, let that be known as well. If you're a raw vegan or have some other lifestyle choice that less than 10% of people partake in, mention that. If you hate pets, say that. If you're a 5'11" woman, especially one that doesn't date men that are not at least 4 inches taller than her, that's some information that you're going to want to share as well, etc., etc. You guys get my point. If it's important, mention it on your profile, especially if you're looking for a real connection online and you're not just on there to have casual fun. Tip number 3, talk about yourself in a meaningful, non-vague, descriptive, yet concise way. If your best friend had 15 seconds to describe you to an English-speaking alien, what would she say? Find a couple of your closest friends
and ask
them how they will describe you in 15 seconds or less. That could help out this part of the profile a lot. Of course, if you're trying to online date on the low, you're not going to do this, but why are you ashamed? This isn't 1999. Online dating is a part of life and is no longer taboo. Tip number 4, mention what you are looking for. Mention what you are open to. Do not mention what you do not like or what you're trying to avoid. The more laid back, friendly, or relaxed this is phrased, the better. It's better to say what you do want than spend time listing things that you don't want, or that you're sick of, or that you don't do anymore, or that you're trying to avoid. Word everything that you're trying to communicate on your profile from a positive angle, not a bitter angle or a sarcastic one. Women who put things like,
totally, I don't want any hookups, okay?
Or, if you're a Trump voter, swipe left, liberals only, or anything else that's negative, rubs men the wrong way. Tell us what you want, not what you hate. be positive, not negative. On your profile, don't put no short men. That could be phrased, I love tall men, or I'm 5'8 and I love looking up to my man when I dress up. Don't put no hookups. Put, I'm looking to date with a purpose, or I'd love to find someone to go on my last first date with. Don't put no thugs. Put, I am into clean-cut gentlemen, or I love professional men, etc., etc. Everything can be worded in a positive manner. Tip number 5, use good grammar in your profile. People will judge your intelligence by how you write. If you use am instead of I am or I'm, people will either know that you weren't born in America or your level of education is not that high. If you use are, A-R-E, instead of our, O-U-R, people will assume the same thing. If you have a lot of misspellings, people will assume you're disorganized and lazy. You will push away intelligent, accomplished, professional men who are looking to date you seriously, and you will only be left with the horn dogs or the uneducated hood fellas if you have a profile that is full of grammatical errors. So, if you don't want the button-up professional guy, ignore this tip. If you do, abide by it. Tip number 6. Bonus tip. Do not be too wordy in your profile. If it takes longer than 20 or 30 seconds to get through after he checks out your photos, it will not be paid attention to. I know earlier I said be descriptive, but you must also be concise and to the point. Let us learn about the details and the nuances on our first couple dates. You don't have to tell us everything straight away. Just tell us the important things. So that was my top 5, well actually, top 6 dating profile tips to help you out with your online dating pursuit. I will go over those again just in case you forgot. Tip number 1, the most important thing are the photos. And then I gave you specifics on the type of photos that you should put on your profile. I'll add a little bit more detail to that. If you are a good-looking but not gorgeous woman, then you want some of your photos to be professionally taken. You got to make sure all your photos are clear, but you also might want some to be professionally taken. I'm not talking about glamour shots or anything goofy like that, but you want some of your photos to be crisp. Now, if you are gorgeous, if you are an 8, 9, or 10, it might actually be better if all your photos come from an iPhone or an Android, because if you already look that great and you take a professional photo, us men will assume you are fake. I know on the women's side, y'all don't experience this, but on the male side, there is a whole lot of fake profiles and model-looking women that are just trying to suck guys in so that they can get them to go to this website or get them to send this money over here or to manipulate them in some other way. So if you're a gorgeous woman, you might want to just take pictures with a regular phone. But if you're just cute or average, you want some of your pictures to be professional and extra crispy. Tip number 2, disclose important info. Tip number 3, talk about yourself in a meaningful, non-vague, concise, descriptive way. Tip number 4, mention what you're looking for and mention it in a positive way. Tip 5, use good grammar and syntax. And tip number 6 is that you should not be too wordy. If it takes longer than 20 or 25 seconds for him to thoroughly look at your profile, once he's done with the pictures, then he's not going to pay attention to it. So those were the tips on how to have the best profile possible. Now I'm just going to talk about some other wise online dating strategies that I think you should utilize. First, what dating sites should you use? Well, personally, if you're looking for something serious, then I would suggest you using eHarmony, Bumble, or Hinge. Out of the major sites, I would say those are probably the best if you're looking for something real. eHarmony is probably the most expensive, but that paywall basically ensures that people get on there with a serious mindset. Some of the worst dating sites to use if you're looking for something serious, I would say, are Tinder and Plenty of Fish. I'd put Match somewhere there in the middle. Not super serious, but not super casual one-night standy either. And I know there's dozens of other dating sites, some that are more specific for people of a certain race, or others like Zoosk, elite singles, Christian Mingle. I haven't used them all, so I can't speak about them all. I just want to talk about the most popular ones. Next, I would suggest, especially if you are new to online dating, for you just to pick one of these sites and work one of these sites at a time. Why? Because the first week or two that you're on one of these dating sites, you're going to be bombarded with men trying to holler at you. You don't want to be overwhelmed and have it feel like a part-time job if you're also on two or three other apps. So just focus on one at a time. Get on an app for a couple weeks. Dozens of guys will hit you up. Talk to the ones that you're interested in. Set up dates with a handful of them. Put the dating site on pause or like hide your profile. Date those handful of men. If things go well with some of them, of course, you pursue that. If all these first dates fail, then you can either unhide your profile, unpause your profile, and continue on that initial site, or you can move on to another app, another site, and start the process over again. Don't get on too many sites at one time, and don't allow yourself to get overwhelmed, because good men could fall through the cracks because you just have so many people in your inbox and only so many hours in a day. Next tip, if you're gonna do online dating, I would suggest you getting a Google phone number or something similar to a Google phone number so that these strangers that you're meeting on these sites don't have your actual real phone number that you pay the bill on under your real name. Remember, these are strangers. People underestimate how easy it is to research somebody on the internet. All you really need is a phone number and a name, maybe a part of town that they live in or a school that they might have gone to. And if you are a savvy computer user, you can find out almost everything you would want to know about that person.
Especially if they don't have a common name.
So you don't want some stranger or some guy that you end up declining his overtures to look you up and do some stalker crazy nonsense to you. So add in that extra layer of protection by signing up for a Google phone number or something similar. So that's the number that you give people on these dating sites before you meet them. Next tip, I definitely would suggest that you have a phone conversation or two with these guys before your first date. Have a phone conversation or two with these guys before the first date. Don't just text back and forth all day for 2 weeks before y'all meet each other. Don't just immediately meet the guy without having talked to him on the phone first. Make sure y'all connect and can have a good conversation over the phone before y'all take it to the next step of meeting in person. Because believe it or not, 25 to 75% of the guys that you exchange numbers with, you'll realize aren't a match for you during this phone conversation stage. So you can just cut your losses and save your time at this time. I also would not be opposed to you having a video phone call with this individual using Instagram, Facebook. There's many ways you can have a video phone call, especially with somebody that doesn't have your true real number. So take advantage of the technology, have a video conversation on Zoom or something. You know, make sure nobody's catfishing anyone else. Make sure you have a little bit of chemistry before you go on that first date. Next tip, make sure dates number one and number two are in public and he's not picking you up, but you are meeting him there. Make sure the first two dates are in public and it's a location where you're going to drive there and he's going to drive there, not him coming by your house and picking you up. After only one or two dates, he should not know where you live. Also, it probably would be a good idea to let your best friend know that, hey, I'm going on a date here with Leroy off of Tinder. I'll text you if everything's okay, but if you don't hear from me after an hour, then come check on me. It's good to have an additional layer of security. Safety is paramount. My final bit of advice on this podcast about online dating is that when you do go on your first date, you should look at that date from the perspective of, is there any reason why I should not go back out with them again? Are there any red flags? Is there a complete lack of physical or mental chemistry? Is there any major things that we disagree about? Is there a reason that I should not go on a second date? If there's no glaring reason not to go on a second date, then I would suggest that for guys that you meet online, you should give them two solid dates before you make any permanent final decisions about them, even if the first date was only so-so. because many times a lot of people on online dating are there for a reason. They might be slow to warm up to people. They might be somewhat socially awkward, or they might have some quirks or a lack of a silver tongue like the last five guys you dated who broke your heart had. But just because there are no fireworks in the first 5 minutes or things don't go perfectly smoothly during the first date, doesn't mean that guy across the table from you is not a good person or not a good catch. I know first impressions are very important to many people, but don't be hasty with any quick decisions to cut anyone off if they haven't given you a glaring reason to cut them off. Give them a second chance, and if that second date isn't an improvement over the first date, then of course you can terminate the involvement that you have with this individual. But it's good to show a little bit of patience when you're using online dating sites and apps to meet people. Now let's summarize the online dating strategies that I just shared with you. Not all online dating apps or sites are created equal. Some have a reputation of being for more serious-minded people, and others have a reputation for being for those who are just trying to play around and have one night of fun. So keep that in mind. Next, only use one site at a time and use it for a finite period of time, then take a break from it while you're going on your dates. You do not want to allow yourself to be overwhelmed by online dating. Next, make sure you talk to guys on the phone before you meet them in person to go on your dates. Talk on the phone before you meet in person, and that phone number that you give them should probably be a Google phone number or some other phone number that's not tied to your billing address. Next, make sure your dates are in public and at a location that both of you are going to drive and meet. Do not have this man picking you up from your house on your first date. When you go on this date, make sure to let a friend know so they can come check on you if they haven't heard from you in a while. Lastly, show a little bit more patience when it comes to online dating than you would with guys that you met in person back in your younger days. Sometimes there's awkwardness in the first date, but if this person doesn't have any glaring red flags, then give them a second date before you make any kind of final decision on them. Well, hopefully you found these online dating profile creation tips and these online dating strategies helpful in your pursuit of
That should just about wrap things up. I appreciate you taking time out of your day to listen to what I have to say. And if you found any part of this episode helpful, thought-provoking, or intriguing, please share it with a friend. The more people I can help, the better I feel within. If you have any questions, any suggestions for new topics for me to discuss in the future, or if you need any clarification on anything I have spoken on, please just shoot me an email at whatishethinking@gmail.com. whatishethinking@gmail.com. Or you can send me a message via my Anchor website. All you need to do is go to anchor.fm/whatishethinking/message. anchor.fm/whatishethinking/message. Go there, leave me a couple words, and if it's constructive, I will definitely get back to you or keep your thoughts in mind when I record future podcasts. And never forget, I'm not here to tickle your ear. My only goal is to tell you what you need to know. I'm not here to offend. I just want to see you win with men. Well, until we meet again.